Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Today you'll hear music from the Notre Dame period, the late 12th and early 13th century, just after the great cathedral had gone up in Paris, or rather it was still going up for some time to come, additions and ornamentation being a constant desire. So would the music of that time. And you'll hear the two greatest masters of music of their day, Léonin and Pérotin. They were the first to employ polyphony. Previous European music, such as Gregorian and other types of chant, had been monophonic. Léonin flourished in the middle of the 12th century. His Magnus Liber, or Great Book of Organum, consists of a series of two-part compositions, known as Organum, Duplum, or Parum, in which the lower voice, the tenor, holds the melody. Tenor, in fact, comes from the Latin tenere, meaning to hold, and the upper part is freely composed above it. As was the practice of the Notre Dame school, only those sections of chant normally sung by soloists are set polyphonically, the remaining sections being left unadorned to be sung by the choir. This balance between a plain song and polyphony is an essential feature of Notre Dame organum. We will begin with Léonin's Viderunt Omnes and follow that with Pérotin's work of the same name, Pérotin being a student of Léonin's and his successor as master of music at Notre Dame. Pérotin's Viderunt Omnes was probably written for the Christmas season of 1198 and is the earliest example of four-part music in the history of European music. If the hallmark of Léonin's style is the virtuoso treatment of a solo voice, that of Pérotin is the skillful manipulation of small choral forces. We will later in the program hear Pérotin's other great four-part organum, Sederunt Principes, but let's begin first with the Viderunt Omnes, first by Léonin for two voices, and follow that by Pérotin's for four voices. Both are performed by the Early Music Consort of London, directed by David Munro.
Salutare. Thank you.
And you have been listening to Tu Organum from the Notre Dame period. That would be the years 1160 to 1250, both of those circa, of course. Music first by Léonin, his Vidulat Omnes for two voices, featuring countertenor James Bauman, choir, and bells as well. And we follow that with music by his successor as master of music at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. That would be Perotinus the Great. His organum for four voices of the same name, Vidulat Omnes, Paul Elliott, Rogers, Covey, Crump, Martin Hill, and organ as well in there with the choir. Music from Notre Dame here on Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Those were the two greatest names from that roughly 100-year span, just when the cathedral was getting started, really. And we know of them because of Anonymous Four. Now, I'm not speaking of the female quartet who I play on Distant Mirror all the time, but a student at Notre Dame at that time, just after the time of Perotin, known as Anonymous Four, an Englishman who left a treatise on theory and who writes, and I'm quoting, "Master Leoninus was reputedly an excellent composer of organum. He compiled a great book, the Magnus Liber, for the purpose of augmenting divine service. This was in use up to the time of Perotinus the Great, who was an excellent composer of discantus and better than Leoninus. This master Perotinus composed excellent quadrupla, such as Vidurant and Sederant, with an abundance of refinements of the art of music." We're going to hear that Sederant, as promised earlier, Sederant Principes, music here of Perotinus the Great, and this time we're going to hear the Hilliard Ensemble performing.
Thank you.
music by Perotine or Perotinus the Great, who flourished about 1200. That was his Siderunt Principes, which along with his previous organum that we played for you, Viderunt Omnes, two of the earliest known examples of Western European music written in four parts. Perotine, master of music in Notre Dame Cathedral in the late 12th, early 13th century, a performance there by the Hilliard Ensemble, featuring a mix of David James, countertenor, John Potter, tenor, Rogers Covey, crump tenor, Mark Padmore, tenor, Charles Daniels, tenor, Gordon Jones, baritone, and Paul Hillier, baritone. Many of those, of course, constituting the choir there, directed by Paul Hillier. That was music of Perotine, his Siderunt Principes. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. And if you're like me right now, you're probably in the mood for some secular music to kind of balance things out here. So let's hear from a CD by the Newbery Consort, Music for a Medieval Banquet. I'll give you the titles on the other side.
Sulla vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che interviene adesso. E il monasterio era grande, ben fornito a monacelle, mangiavande, buon vivande, sì che eran carette e belle, era bielle l'ormanelle, più che neve o super bianche, ben formata per i tuoi danni, da curare poco de messa. La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che La badessa era ben nata in pari e spirituale, bene vero che alcuna fiana l'aspetta e li bacia male. Riparava quel modale suo difetto saviamente, non se ne sapia niente che faceva la patronessa. La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso. La notte esta Madonna se giacea col suo divono, che ci andava sconda sconda per cessare ogni malcoto. A lei s'era dato tondo, non per mal ma per diletto, intanto un altro un giovenetto per lo muro mise la stessa.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Era il lume della luna e per questo fu veduta, perché c'era suora alcuna che di ciò era saputa. A gridar già non fu muta, alla curuomo, suora tal di certo un uomo, nella cella ella s'ha messa. Badessa per la fretta di trovarsi a quel rumore, sugato il cappello venne a non trovare quel furore, le mutande per errore de colui che lì giacea, queste in capo se ponea e la lontresse con gran messa.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Dove questa male nata che ha commesso tal peccato tosto sia imprigionata che se l'ha ben meritato. E la rispose io ho falato, ma il veletto va conciate quando cerca ebbe trovate le mutande ne sa reversa.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Vuoi saper se c'è forrisa quando vedero dal cosciale sopra il capo con il guiso la badessa monacale? Dicean tutte se avesse ale e l'apparebbe una civetta della gella e poi con fretta si fuggì da quella ressa.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Questa udito a mio diletto per alcun che altri ne piglia parlar bene con rispetto e vedere ciò che bisbiglia e non volere alzar le ciglia alcuna fiara quando è giunto e non esser così pronto come fu questa badessa.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno me la vuole udire,
entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
La novella della badessa, se nessuno la vuole udire,
entri in ballo, Dio vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Music from a CD called Il Solazzo, Music for a Medieval Banquet. We heard the Newbery Consort perform La Badessa, which was an anonymous piece collected by Simone Prudenzani. And also we heard Commedimento di Gioia, anonymous as well, for viols and lute. And we concluded with music there of Johannes Ciconia, O Rosabella. Newbery Consort, David Douglas, Viel Rebeck, Judith Malafrante, mezzo-soprano, Kevin Mason, lute, Drew Minter, countertenor, and Mary Springfield's lute and Viel. Mary Springfield's also the director of the group. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror and for being a member of the global listening community known as the Classical Network. If you are not a member, you can always become one by going to our website, wwfm.org. and hitting donate/renew. I've been your host for Distant Mirror, Alan Kelly. I'll be with you again next week at the same time. And until then, Salus et Vita.